The tidbit is going to come in two parts. This first part is just a wrap-up of the book of Esther, really because I forgot to do it in the podcast, if you really want to know the truth. But we're going to do it because we are moving next week, finally, at last, yay, yay, into the New Testament. So we're wrapping up Esther as part of the Old Testament. The second part is going to be after that, okay? So we're going to leave that door open until we start the second part. So I'll start the first part, which is the comparison and the contrast between Esther and us as believers, right? So, and you can think of tons of these. I've got 12, but you can think of tons more. It will have become apparent to you going through. The first one is that Esther was chosen by the king's minions. We are chosen by the King of Kings. Esther was groomed and prepped for a year before she was allowed to come into the king's presence. We are maybe grouped by the Holy, groomed by the Holy Spirit a little bit, but we come instantly into the king's presence. And then the Holy Spirit keeps grooming us. Esther couldn't enter the king's presence until she was called. We can come anytime we want because he's always with us. Esther had one chance to impress the king. We get multiple do-overs because our king is full of grace and mercy, unlike Xerxes. Esther's access to the king was limited, and it was completely at his whim. We, on the other hand, have access 24/7 because our God never slumbers and never sleeps and never leaves us. It's an open invitation to come to him. Esther's king wanted only to see her at her best. Our king not only sees us, but he loves us at our worst. Esther wore jewels from the court treasury. We are the jewels that the Lord gives his own son. We are the treasure that belongs to Jesus. Esther had to worry about falling out of favor with her king. Our king promises to never leave us or forsake us. Esther's relationship with the king was tenuous and temporary. Ours is assured and eternal. She was a queen, but God has made us co-heirs with Christ, and that means we are royalty. Esther was the bride of a king, and we are the bride of Christ. And finally, Esther had a role. We have a relationship. So I want you to keep that comparison kind of in your mind as we move from the Old Testament into the New Testament next week. It's a different perspective for us. Okay, now, this is the second part. Thank you, Ruth. We close the podcast encouraging y'all to get quiet and to listen to the silence, all right? So this morning, we're going to do an exercise together because that's hard for some of us to get quiet, okay? So right now, I want you to put everything up so that you don't drop it, turn your phones off, put up whatever's gonna distract you, like knocking over your coffee cup or whatever, right? And we're gonna practice silence. I'm gonna walk us through a process that some of us learned in the cohort, and I will tell you it has been one of the most meaningful practices in my life. And that is called listening prayer. We're not going to do listening prayer today, but it begins with silence. And so that's what we're going to begin with. I'm going to explain this process, so just listen, and then I'm going to walk you through it, okay? We're going to start with some deep breathing. You can close your eyes or not, whatever helps you concentrate. Like I have to close my eyes. Some people have to keep theirs open. That's whatever you do is fine, whatever helps you concentrate. Now, our brains are not wired to be empty, right? If you have nothing in there, you're gonna be thinking about your grocery list. So focus your thoughts on a picture of Jesus and then hold that in your mind as we go through this silence, okay? Listen, you may have other thoughts that come into your head, just let them come in and go out, Don't fight them. Don't try to block them. Don't hold on to them. Just let them come and go, okay? And what you're listening for as you hold that image in front of you is God's voice. And it may come in a variety of different ways. It may come as a scripture verse. It may come as an image. It may come as an idea that resonates with you. If it does, just that's what you need to pay attention to, okay? Now, I promise the silence is going to be relatively short. I am going to time it. So you will hear the little ding, ding, ding thing when it goes off. It's going to be 3 minutes. Now, that doesn't sound like long. It will feel like an eternity when you're being quiet. Unless you have this practice as a regular part of your routine, then 3 minutes isn't going to be enough, okay? Does anybody have questions about that? Oh, I can tell you're all so eager to do it. Okay, ready? You can close your eyes or not. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Fill your lungs fully. And slowly release that breath through your mouth. Take another deep breath. Be aware of any tension in your body and let it go. Relax your scalp, relax your eyebrows, your jaws, your face, your shoulders, your neck. Take another deep breath. As you exhale, relax your arms, your torso, your thighs. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, relax your wrists, your hands, your fingers. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, finally relax your calves and your ankles and your toes. Let it all go out your feet. Keep breathing. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Show me your ways. Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Father, you have invited us into your presence with the encouragement to be still and know that you are God. It is hard for us to be still. Make this silent space a safe place. Quiet our hearts and our minds. Take away any distractions. Open our ears. Use our holy imaginations to help us sink into silence, that we may experience your love and presence and all you have for us. Father, thank you for holding us in the palm of your hand and wanting to be with us. Help us not to be afraid of silence, but to lean in, to listen with every fiber of our being, to run toward the one who is running toward us, Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, did it seem long? It did? It didn't? Okay, we have votes for both. Does something pop up anybody wants to share? You don't have to. You can share in your small group, you can share with a friend, or you can just hold it in your heart and ponder. Now, so I will share. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, perfect. Barbara, go.
So in mine, this picture developed where Christ is sitting on a bench in front of a stream, or we're in a, it's not a dense forest. You know, there's a lot of grass and some lush green trees. And I'm seeing mostly his back just sitting there. And then I began to sit next to him. And we were just hanging out. And then we were riding on the back of a horse. And I was holding on to him like this.
Oh.
We were just having fun.
She was just hanging out with Jesus. I love that. I love that. Anybody else? Day.
Well, outside of my stomach being very loud, I'm so sorry. Rock of Ages, that hymn immediately came. I'm a hymn person.
Great. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, you talked about that he's always inviting us in, and Sunday the anthem was Abide With Me, and Abide With Me is just sticking to me.
The song, Abide With Me.
We sang the song, the choir sang the song, but the praise while I was praying was Abide.
Isn't it surprising? And it's okay if you didn't get anything. Sometimes it's okay just to sit still and be quiet. Go.
The verse of Zephaniah 3:17.
Cameron's verse.
I know, and then I remember what you said in the podcast, and just that the stars are singing.
Oh.
And it just, yeah, I mean, it's just flooding through.
Yeah. The Lord your God rejoices over you with singing. Okay. You can't hear. Okay. Well, then I will take over. Y'all share, some of you are having fellowships. Share in your fellowship what you got, because it's amazing. I thought I would be up here looking at the clock because, you know, I'm responsible to kind of keep y'all. And I didn't. I just started breathing deeply and just settling in. And then, bam, this image popped into my mind of the front door to the throne room. And like everybody's there, they're singing and they're praising and they're joyful and they're rejoicing. And it's just this massive crowd of people going through the, you know, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his joy and his courts with praise. That's what the vision was. And then I thought, well, why am I being silent? Because there's all this excitement and praising and all that. And then I thought, well, what if I go around to the back door? And so I had this vision of me going around to the back door, which is, you know, where only family comes in. And the key to the back door is silence. And it just is like, oh, I can enter either way. And I don't know, that's just what came to me this morning. So that's it. I hope you will go practice silence. If you need somebody to practice with, that's okay. Y'all did a great job. I didn't even hear any phones, you know. It was wonderful. So you are free to go. I've already prayed.